And we're going to something entirely different now. When Dubliner Mark Hughes launched the online fashion app Style Eyes last year, it was hailed as the next big thing for online shopping. Now retailers are looking to get in on the action too. Mark, tell me about Style Eyes and what it is, what it does and how it works.
Hi, Sean. So Style Eyes is an application that we developed, and kind of the whole idea behind it is to allow people to find fashion that they're looking for very quickly. So we're trying to facilitate that process. So to kind of give you an idea of the problem, nowadays people have huge choice when it comes to fashion. There's hundreds of online stores, there's hundreds of high street stores, and if you're looking for a specific item of clothing, it can be a really frustrating process. Where do you start to look?
And so this allows you to see, if you spot something that you like, it allows you to check out where it can be found. Tell me about how it arose in your own case.
Exactly. Well, like most of the good ideas I have, they come from the girlfriend. So she was looking for a specific type of coat, and she's very stubborn. She wouldn't give in. She spent weeks and weeks and weeks looking for this coat. She was on the iPad every evening. And because kind of we worked in an area called image recognition in DCU, it seemed like a great fit for the technology. So she was very frustrated by the whole process of trying to find fashion. And we had a solution sitting in DCU, and it just seemed like a great fit. And we thought, well, this is a great opportunity to actually commercialize this research.
She sees a coat she likes. And then what happens?
Yeah, so the way the app works is you can simply take a photograph, and the technology that we've developed will analyse the photograph, and then it'll search through millions and millions of products and try and find a match, and it's almost instantaneous.
And so you've now got to the stage where you have retailers wanting to get to literally get part of the action.
Yeah, absolutely. Because for the retailers, the big problem they have is driving footfall to their stores or driving people to their websites. And this is the great thing about Style Eyes. It potentially puts them in front of a huge audience of people around the world. And it's completely free for them to join as well.
You've got a T-shirt on you with a logo. I think it's for San Diego, is it, in the United States?
Yeah.
So let's say I just do it with a smartphone, take a picture of that. And then after that?
Exactly, yeah. So this software would actually recognise that logo on the T-shirt, and it would search through the kind of similar products from stores online. And if there was a similar logo within a product, it would find it instantaneously.
So how many retailers are interested in this, and how many people have downloaded the app?
Yeah, so in terms of retailers, I think we've signed up around 600 retailers. So most of the large UK and Irish-based retailers, pretty much any kind of high street name you can think of, are already signed up to the app. And it's been really popular since we launched it. I think, yeah, we've had tens of thousands of people download it. It's been used, on a daily basis.
Is this the only one of its kind available?
There's a few people kind of looking at this problem. So when we first started out developing it, we were the only show in town, so to speak. But in the last few months now, a couple of other people have started to try and solve the problem as well.
Insofar as it is a problem, maybe more a challenge than a problem. And so are there many people doing this kind of work with you, which led you to say, OK, we can get a match here between our research and our experiments and the problems that people have, like that of your girlfriend looking for a coat of a particular kind?
Yeah, so we came out of DCU, a really large research centre there called Clarity. And I think Clarity, there's about 120 researchers, and we do all sorts of work in these types of areas. So with image recognition and video recognition, and this kind of happens pretty regularly, that a lot of the times that people find matches and potential commercial matches for the type of research that's been done in DCU, you know.
And if I opened the newspaper and saw a nice jacket, could you use this app on that
as
well?
Yeah, snap away. You could be looking through a magazine, you could be standing in front of a storefront on the street, whatever it might be. You could be at a party and see someone, you could snap a picture of it. There's no real limitations to the technology.
So how do you think this will change the way we shop in many instances?
I'd like to think it would, but I mean, in reality, it will never kind of fundamentally change the bricks and mortar type stores, because I think there's a lot of people out there that do like that kind of browsing, that kind of experience. But what we're trying to do is to facilitate the way that people shop and just try to make it easier in cases where it can be frustrating.
And if I was walking down Shop Street in Galway or Patrick Street in Cork, let's say, and I saw something that I thought, yeah, that looks class and it look well on me, perish the thought. I mean, would your app direct me to the nearest store in Shop Street or in Patrick Street where I could buy this?
Yeah, unfortunately at the moment it won't, but it's something that we're definitely looking at, because it could be incredibly powerful that if you find a match and say, oh, hang on, it's actually available 50 yards down the street on Grafton Street or whatever it might be, it would be a very powerful system. So it's something that we are looking at.
And they presumably have to keep updating every time the lines change in the stores.
Yeah, so we get our information from all the retailers every single morning. So on a daily basis, the database, all the products that we get are changed, so they're updating it.
This has come about as I think you're called what a spin-out company from DCU.
Yeah, so we've all kind of we've quit our day jobs and we're following this full time now. So we've
how many of you?
There's three of us now that are in a full time and we've a couple of part time staff as well. So
have you got rich on it?
Well, that's the plan. You know, still early days yet though. You know,
really. And what of course these things keep changing all the time. So what other ideas are you working on that you're prepared to tell me about or at least hint at?
I'll keep them under the lid for the time being, but we are working on some exciting things, particularly with online advertising and video and things like that. And actually one thing that we're actually letting people do now is we're integrating the technology into online blogs and people that have their own kind of websites at home. So if you have a blog as a hobby, suddenly with the system that we have, you can integrate it and you can actually make money off it as well.
Well, keep us posted. Mark Hughes, Chief Executive Officer of Stylize. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much.
Continued success. Now, one